Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is Sally O'Cordy, and welcome to Public Advocate. Today, my show is going to be about a young man who is just remarkable. Now, it's what he's doing that's remarkable, but he is remarkable for doing it, so I'm going to bring him right on. His name is Jonah Bolt.
Great. Thank you so much for having me, Sally, on your show. I'm very, very honored and happy to be here with you today.
Well, you have all the energy of youth. How old are you, if you don't mind my asking?
I'm actually 36, but I pack a lot of energy. I run hot all the time, so lots of energy. My name is Jonah Bolt. My middle name is Energy Bolt, so I'm definitely high energy.
Interesting, yeah. Well, I saw you interviewed on Alfred Lambermont Weber's show, and I thought, that man has got it going on. We have got to find out more about what he has to say, and we're going to do this over the course of two shows, because you have that much to say. I was wondering if you would start with your personal story, because that unto itself could be probably five shows. But if you would kindly introduce yourself in terms of your history.
Sure, absolutely. Thank you. So, yeah, I definitely have a unique story, and I think everyone does. You know, every human on the planet has their own unique story. And my personal story that I'll be more than happy to share with you is really no different than anyone else's story. The experiences are different, but the underlying value that I receive from these lessons and what I'm aware of now is the same as everyone else. So I'll continue with, you know, in childhood, I sort of was a loner. I liked to be by myself, be creative, climb trees. I never really jived with school, if you will. I never really accepted the school system and the information they were giving me. So I was a little rebel child, and that carried into my teenage years, and was a little rebel teenager, and got in trouble and things like that. And, you know, always had a history of finding different events and things that I was somehow in that same place at the same time. And what I mean by that is as growing up, I experienced many different events in my life that when I reached about 30, it set me on a new path to figure out and understand why these events were happening to me. And to give you some examples, I've been in 19 car accidents throughout my life. And not one of them have I ever been hurt in, broke a bone, or anything, knock on wood, except for one where I actually did die and pass over and cross over, where I crashed my car into a lake and I sunk to the bottom of the lake, and I had that experience of crossing over to the other side. I was 19 years old then, and I spoke to my two best friends who had passed, they were in heaven, and it was not my time, and they helped guide me back, I guess, I'm not exactly sure. It was sort of a blackout area, but then the paramedics came, and I came back and threw up all the water. And, you know, by having these experiences, that was my first sort of experience with the other side. And I had these experiences over my whole life to really direct what I'm doing now. So as I grew up into my 20s, I started traveling. I moved to New York when I was 19, and I went into a drug rehabilitation there. And at that time, I was really just a really hurt, lost teenager, 19 years old, growing up, you know, not the easiest lifestyle. And my father left the country when I was 16. I was living home with him. I came up from school, found my entire house empty, and started pretty much, you know, living on my own then, doing whatever I needed to do to survive. Needless to say, by 19, I had a pretty bad addiction to drugs and alcohol, went to rehab, and by age 20, 21, I graduated from a web design company, which I really loved because I was being creative, and I got a job on 47th Street working in the city. So I worked in Manhattan for a couple years and lived in Queens, and I was actually in New York for 9/11, and my girlfriend at the time worked on the 81st floor. So that day, morning of 9/11, I was on my way to work, and I was late. It was 9:05. I was on, actually, the 59th Street Bridge. I had a perfect view, clear view day. And I called my sister to tell her that one of the buildings was on fire, turned the news. And as I was saying that, I saw the other explosion right in front of me, right from the bridge, like a, you know, bird's eye view. And I did not know if she was there or not. She worked in the 81st floor. And she ended up did calling in sick from an argument we had the night before. And she did lose three people in her office. So I was directly involved with the 9/11 event. My cousin was also in the lobby of the World Trade Center when the plane hit and was knocked on the floor from the elevators dropping. And that day was very, very traumatic. And still people to this day don't even talk about that event because it's so traumatic. They lost family and firefighters and things like that. You know, and so as my travels continued, I ended up in Thailand in 2004, where that was the tsunami that hit. I actually flew into to Bangkok the day before Christmas and then to Koh Samui, and I was actually supposed to be on the beach that morning of the Thailand in Phuket, which was wiped out, and we decided not to go there a few months before and be on the other opposite side of the island. So that morning we were on the beach eating breakfast when the tsunami hit, and thank God we were on the other side of the island that was not wiped out, and everyone pretty much died there. And that day was intense as well. I mean, when you know all the flights were canceled and people were just all over the place, you know, and not knowing what to do. It was another 9/11. And as my journeys continued, I was in Israel for suicide bombings. I was blocks from that. I was in London right before the London bombings. In fact, the one time I rode the subway in London, the two times while I was there for the whole time I was there, I think about 2 weeks, I rode to Kensington Station, which is where the London bombings happened. My friend worked two blocks from there. I talked to him that morning. Of course, I called him. So I was just there a few months prior, right to that subway station. I had pictures of Kensington Station. I called him, and, you know, he was okay. So as I went through my 20s, I started, you know, you have 9/11, tsunamis, London bombings, suicide bombings in Israel. The night I flew into Israel, the military locked down a hotel, they had suicide bombings. I was blocks from that. I mean, literally hundreds and hundreds of events I've been through, and I can go on and on about stories. I was on the playground in Florida when the Challenger exploded. I remember that. I was, you know, around all these different
sorry,
events.
Say that one more in the playground when what?
When the space shuttle Challenger exploded, I was actually out on the playground, and I remember that. So I, you know, started asking myself all these years, why have I been around all these events? What is going on? Why have I been in 19 car accidents that I've never been hurt? You know, why have I been through all these trials and tribulations and I'm still here? So it sort of set me on a journey to find out these answers. Now, some people will say, oh, it's by chance or, you know, it's a fluke or something like that. But I'm a very grounded person. I'm a realist. And if you do the math to see what the odds are for someone to be in 9/11 and the tsunami and add up all the events I just said, what the chances are, there is no answer. It's astronomical. There's no mathematical equation to answer that. And because I have hundreds of events...
Well, it's practically like you won the lottery 5 times in a row. I mean, what are the chances of that? This is just remarkable.
And most people, when I've explained my story over the years, they get very... Some people have gotten very weird. They don't, you know, they think it's bad. They think I'm a bad omen. They think, oh my God, he's been around.
I think you are being saved. You are being saved to fulfill a mission, and quite frankly, multiple missions. And I would like you to tell people about the first mission, and we'll do another show about the other one because both of them are very remarkable.
Absolutely. So through my trials and tribulations, I moved to Asheville about 5 years ago. I had an awakening, and I understood that I was being helped. I have many guides, many angels, many people watching out for me in many other places. And that's the only answer I've come up with, is that I'm divinely guided by God, by, you know, whatever you want to call that force of energy of divine will. That's what I'm guided by. And I actually met with one of the highest people in India, spiritual leaders, and right below the Dalai Lama, you know, and what he said to me was, because I asked him the first question was, why was I around all this death and destruction? What he said was, you were there harnessing light. You were being a positive force in those critical situations. And I was, 9/11 and the tsunami, I was running around helping people, giving people money, whatever I can. I'm a reactor like that. So I started a nonprofit called StarseedSociety.org. Which people can check out, and I started doing a radio show 5 years ago when I woke up, starseedradio.com. And this radio show, I started being an advocate to finding out the real truth of what's going on, talking about vaccines, like you're a big advocate for, and how bad they are, and learning all the truth of what's really going on, and even with 9/11 and other topics. So in doing this the last 5 years, a shocker came to me a few months ago when I found out what was happening in the city of Detroit. And I don't mean that the city's broke down and it's, you know, poor and politics are stealing all the money. We all know that story. What I'm talking about is the Agenda 21 story. What I'm talking about is almost 250,000 people that have their water shut off when they're on the biggest lake bed of natural water in the country. And if people watch some documentaries and learn about this, and I always say to my show listeners, I urge everyone to look into this. You can check out Project3Detroit.com, and there's a section that says Why Detroit? And just watch those 8 videos. It takes maybe a half hour, 40 minutes to watch all 10 of them, or 8 of them, I'm sorry, and just educate yourself on what the alternative media is reporting, not Fox News and CNN and MSNBC and these other, you know, media outlets that are all controlled. They're all, you know, propaganda. They all attend Bilderberg meetings once a year, New York Times, all these outlets. So these aren't the outlets we're talking about to talk about this stuff. The alternative media outlets like you have and I have are what's really gaining momentum, like Vice Media and these big, you know, outlets. So these outlets have been telling the story of what's really happening in Detroit, and really 3 months ago, it shocked me. It was over Christmas time, I believe, when I saw the first documentary, and then I started researching and looking into it, and what I found out really upset me, and it drove me, and I started Project Free Detroit, projectfreedetroit.com. And basically what this is the idea of Occupy, the concept of Occupy, except the opposite. We're not occupying, we're not going against the system, we're freeing the system. And what I mean by free is allowing these systems of free energy, free water, free food, and free education into mainstream. These systems of growing aquaponics and hydroponics and powering your house for free and collecting water from the air and all of that are systems that are available in production that could be used in mainstream that could stabilize the city of Detroit. So my question is, how come mayors and governors and politicians don't implement these systems? Well, we know why. The oil giants and frackers and natural all these people, that's a big multi-billion, trillion-dollar industry, and they don't want, of course, free energy devices and things like that on the market. Well, I think the people of Detroit have had enough, and I think the people of the world have had enough, and I think the people are the controllers of the planet. The 1% may have the rules and everything set right now, but they don't control literally your free will. The whole campaign is about empowering yourself. I want people to look into free energy devices, look into urban aquaponics and hydroponics. We can grow 6,000 pounds of organic food on a tenth of an acre. You know, we can do so much abundance and supply free food, free water, and free energy, and free education, not like the new debt bubble, with the student loan debt bubble that's about to go, which was created. It was a manufactured bubble, like the mortgage crisis by the bankers, you know, the banksters. They specifically engineered that. So, you know, these systems that even the students now are waking up to, that they all got suckered into student loans, and, oh, they're going to get great jobs, and we all know that's false now, you know, 5-10 years later. So these systems are ready for implementation. They're old systems. They're not like it's new. You know, this is stuff that's been around for a while. It's just not mainstream and public. And I think the country and definitely the people of Detroit are in need, and they're ready for systems that we're talking about. So I'm headed there in actually 10 days to go talk to the people and see what the response is, if the people want these type of systems. Because, again, it's not us and me and you that can tell everyone what to do. The people have to want to do it themselves. That's where the self-empowerment comes in. If people want a free energy device, contact us. If people want to grow free organic food, contact us. If you want to collect your own water from the air, there's atmospheric generators. I have friends that use them. They've been around for like 10 years. The larger ones can collect hundreds, some of them thousands of gallons a day, fresh from the air. Even in the dry desert, we have devices that you can build for $20 that collect 25 gallons a day of water from the dry desert, but from the air. You know, we're talking water from the humidity of the air. So these systems are needed in Africa. They're needed all over the world, and it's time to put them into play. So Project Free Detroit is Project Free Anything. We have Project Free St. Louis popped up. We saw Project Free Poncho Springs. Project Free Boca Raton popped up. So we're seeing the spread now, and we hope it continues like Occupy. So I urge people, when you hear this, start a Project Free your city, whatever that is, and start posting videos on free energy devices, growing your free food, looking into these systems, because they're viable, they're doable, they're not crazy expensive, and we can implement these systems to entire cities like Detroit if the people want it. The people have to demand it, just like Occupy. They all rallied and they all got together. Well, we have to do the same thing, except not against the system. What Buckminster Fuller said, you build a new system to make the old one obsolete. And that, to me, is the only answer. The system is too big to go against in any way whatsoever. So Project Free is about liberating yourself and liberating your mind from having the abundance that you want. No more mortgage bill. No, can you imagine everyone had no more power bill to pay and no more water bill and they didn't have to buy food? They could just go to their local co-op and get the food for free, and we're talking fresh organic food, and we can do that. There are communities that have that right now. They're on small scale, which is why we're going to Detroit. We need to implement it in big cities, large scale now, because almost 250,000 people have their water shut off in Detroit. They don't have water. We're talking pregnant women with children don't have water in this country, and they live on the greatest Great Lakes and natural body of water. That does not make sense to me. And I ask the listener, does that even make sense to you? What, because they can't pay their water bill, you shut their water off? Ladies and women have eight children. You know, we're talking pregnant women. And so they can't afford their bill because there's no jobs. You're going to cut their water. Like, that doesn't, that doesn't make sense. It doesn't jive with me. It doesn't vibrate. It doesn't, you know. So this campaign was really started by learning about Detroit. And I please urge everyone to learn about Detroit and what's happening, because it's not just Detroit. It's about 20 other cities right now that Agenda 21 and these other free trade agreements and other agreements are moving into these cities to purposely break down the cities, to purposely break people down, to purposely break down the people. So developers and billionaires and like what's happening in Detroit are coming in and opening up these new multi-billion-dollar casinos. And the casinos, right, I'll give you an example. The stadium, the Detroit basketball stadium, owes millions of dollars in water in their past water bill. They don't have their water shut off, but a lady with eight children or a pregnant lady who owes $100 gets their water shut off? That doesn't make sense to me. And it's not just in Detroit, like I said. It's happening all over the country. So people, look into Agenda 21. Learn what that is. Just because the UN Council put their stamp on it, doesn't mean anything. It's like when foods in the supermarket say it's all natural ingredients. That means nothing. It means absolutely nothing. Read on that box what natural means. They still have fructose in it and corn syrup and sugar, and, you know, they're tricking everybody. It's a big scam, and people just need to wake up to that. And the biggest thing I can say to help self-empower is it's okay to admit you were duped. It's okay to admit you were lied to. It's okay to admit that your kids are being lied to. I mean, that's hard enough to get over. You know, to really suck that up and own that and be like, wow, like everything I learned in school was a lie. Christopher Columbus didn't discover America. I mean, they were doing trade for thousands of years with the Silk Road and Ireland and Vikings, and like they found coins dated back way before Columbus down here from Europe. You know, so, you know, all these stories we learned in school, which is why I always probably naturally rejected it, is the real truth of what we're trying to get out. So we want people to research this, talk to your neighbors, research this, educate yourself, go to YouTube, go to Google, you know, look into this stuff. I'm not here trying to tell anyone anything. I'm just spreading some information that I found out to be true, and I urge people and I hope people can do that for themselves and find out about it. That's self-empowerment. It's empowering yourself with information, because if enough of us demand, 99% of the world demand free energy and free food and free education and free water, we can have that. There are systems right now that we can switch on to provide that, but the people have to want it. We can't sell it to them. We can't, you know, our government is not going to do it. They're tied in with the wars and, you know, Bilderbergs and everything else we can do in, Rothschilds and the bankers. And that system's old. It's not working. It's breaking down all over the planet. Everyone sees that. There's protests all over the country. Everyone's tired of the banking system, of the fiat currency. It's a made-up thing. It's not real. Money is not real. It's a big concept for people to understand what I mean by saying money is not real. And it took me a long time to understand that as well, meaning, yeah, money's real. You buy things with it, but it's a concept based upon nothing. It's what the Rothschilds started. You know, the Rockefellers started. They sent their five sons to open up banks hundreds of years ago to lend out 10 times more than what they had. To me, that's a scam. It's you know, it's and they're still doing it to this day. So So the fiat currency is based upon nothing. It's backed by nothing. It's backed by derivatives. Derivatives are backed by nothing. And so the whole system is rigged, you know, and we see this time and time again. So Project Free is a way to let the people know that we can be free. And there's systems out there we can implement if the people want it. So if the people want this type of systems and information we're talking about, I urge you to Google it. Google free energy devices. Google and Nikola Tesla, you know, and why he was put out and why, you know, he invented the Tesla Tower. And, of course, they burnt down his whole thing and all of his records. And, you know, there's amazing people, Buckminster Fuller and so many people that did amazing things that had these systems ready that weren't implemented. And there's reasons why. And I think now is the time to really come together and unite and demand that these systems get implemented. Because even people that make a lot of money, just think about having no more mortgage and no more food bill, no more water. Even those people pay a lot because they spend a lot. You make a lot of money, you're spending a lot of money. Even the wealthy and the middle class, you know, they can use this. Everyone's hurting right now. Even if they're making $1 million a year, they've been spending like they've been making $5 million a year. And they're hurting right now, too, literally. Everyone's, as much as you make, the more you spend. That's how the system trains you. You get, everything's on credit. Everything's on debit. So these systems can be implemented, but the people have to demand it. So this new campaign, Project Free Detroit, has come from a long line of me being through experiences and trials and tribulations to bring me to a point of zero point, which is, hey, we all need to really come together, like, right now. Like, this year is our year to really come together. 2015, it's a big year, and people don't know how big it is, but even astrologically, it's huge, the alignments that are going on. Yeah. Even this month, huge alignments, and that's good for us. It's our energy force to help us do this. It's creativity. It's co-creating together, and that's what we're doing with Project Free Detroit and with the StarseedSociety.org, the nonprofit that we have, and we just launched our first sponsorship in Uganda, Africa. The actual book launches today. So I want to give a shout out to Uganda and Henry in Uganda, who's doing what he can to get Project Free out and to spread awareness about all sorts of things, water security, food security, all over Africa. So we're doing a lot of initiatives, and we need people's support as always. So I urge people to go on there and do what you can, repost this show, and, you know, Facebook page if you can, you know, Project Free Your City, and, you know, donate if you can, if your finances is what you can do, donate, whatever you can do. You know, you use your intuition, your guidance to do what you think is best to help this cause and what you feel. And that's all we can do, you know, Sally, is just put out there what we feel is important and the best. Like, the vaccines are so important. You have this idiot, Hillary Clinton, you know, 3 weeks ago on Fox News, and I just happened to catch this when I was in Florida, and I'm talking to you now from Costa Rica. I have a place down here. And, you know, she said, you should be ashamed of yourself, parents out there that don't vaccinate your children. You should da-da-da-da. Like, she knows damn well that the vaccinations are killing children. In fact, her main guy for the scientific study, he's on the run right now because he has a warrant out for his arrest for falsifying in 2004 the quote-unquote scientific studies that allowed these vaccinations with mercury and other chemicals into our population, which has been killing people, giving people diseases. You know this. So, yeah, it's exposing that corruption. If Hillary Clinton or Jeb Bush gets in the White House and these people keep continuing to be in powers of position, we have no future as humanity. They're running the show. So the only thing we can do, the only answer, there's not one person that's going to go in the White House. There's not Ron Paul or anything else. It's a coalition. It's coming together literally as unified people to free ourselves, to build a new system, to build a new society. There's hundreds of millions of people, burners I call them, like myself, 20 and 30-year-olds, burners because we shine bright all over the planet, that go to transformational festivals, that go to gatherings, that go to all these things to co-create and build community. And build abundance. So we are the 99%. We have the people behind us. We just have to spread the awareness that the free idea is real, and the free concept is achievable if we all work together. And right now it's crunch time. It's 2015. We have a bunch of, you know, puppets and idiots running for presidency and all this other stuff going on. So we need to start. We need to start now. We need to get the word out, and we have to get as many people on board as we can and unify together to bring free to Detroit and bring free to the world. And that's the newest project we're working on, and it's amazing. And you know, we've had such an amount of response already, you know, just from the website and people thanking us and people applauding us. And that's what it's about. It's about touching that one person every day and touching that one special heart and opening that person up. And, you know, whatever seeds we plant in the heads, you know, in the interview today, will grow and will flower. But plant that seed of free energy. Plant that seed of free water, you know, free food. It's the system's been corrupted by that, by paying for things, you know. No one used to pay for this stuff hundreds of years ago. No one paid for it until it was kings and queens came in, and this came in, and money came in, and, you know, people traded, people bartered. You grow food, you trade that for this. You do, you know, it's simple. It's very, very simple what we have to go back to. And we have amazing technology now to make it really cool to go back to simplicity. So that's why we keep the campaign very simple. Free food, free water, free education, and free power, free energy. So that's the free campaign.
Well, your free school program, would you like to expand on that?
Sure. So what I've been doing is, as I've been having my guests on over the years and connecting with people, we've been connecting with different new educational systems. As an example, the Earth School. They're based in Asheville. Well, they are kindergarten all the way up to 12th grade in high school. They have an entire curriculum. They have teachers. You can check them out, earthschool.org, I believe. And I've talked to them, and they're like, we would love to give you our curriculum. We'd love to get this system out anywhere. I've talked to the Profound Awareness Institute. I've talked to this. I've talked to different new educational systems that will be available for the parents and the children to choose which best fits them. Some children are very creative. Some children are more artistic. Some children are autistic. So you have to have different educational systems for the right system that's going to help flower your children and grow your children. So we provide these systems in these new communities for free. So if you want to go to Earth School, you're not going to have to buy books from your high school or your middle school and spend $50 a book, which is a big scam. And the colleges, every year they update it, version 2.0 and 5.0. It's a scam. It's, you know, the information doesn't change that much, and they don't have to charge you $100, $200 a book. It's like the whole thing is a scam to make money, the bottom line, money, you know. So these new systems are providing educational systems, 10 of them, a dozen of them, where when you come into these communities, like a new Project Free Detroit community, you will have the choice to enroll your child in a different school and try different schools out for a week or a month or see where your child really likes to flourish and likes to. And we also have tests, of course, to test these children and see where your child is strong at and this, that, and things like that. But that's what I mean by free education. Attending an educational system and educational courses and college-credited courses and things like that, that you don't pay for books. You don't pay for tuition. You don't pay to go to school. You don't have to, you know, that's what we mean by free. A free educational system that literally is free. You have homeschooling is the best thing you can do for your children right now. I mean, look at Common Core. Parents, if you don't know what Common Core is, then I suggest you Google that right now. I just found out about 2 weeks ago, and I called friends of mine that are parents, and I'm like, do you know about Common Core? And they're like, no. I'm like, you better, you know, talk to your children. They're teaching them that 4 + 4 = 9. They're teaching them 2 + 2 = 5. That's what they're literally teaching. They're teaching the kids to draw this out. So when you ask your, which my friend asked her 9-year-old daughter, honey, what's 3 × 4? She got a pen and paper and she started drawing 3 circles, and then she started drawing 4 lines in each circle, and then she added up the circles and added up the lines, and that's what her answer she came up with. She couldn't do 3 × 4 multiplication in her head. The answer is 12. It took me half a second. Her daughter is not being taught that in school. Your children, Common Core, read about what it is. Obama did an executive order and signed into office. It's now in 50 states overnight. Boom, in your public schools. Guess what? Bill Gates put in $250 million himself to make the new programmable children and companies of tomorrow. They're literally engineering and designing to dumb down your kids to make them good consumers. And look at Bill Gates' talk. I watched an interview with him last week talking about these speeches. Now, it's not on Fox News and CNN, of course, but these are private investor speeches and private speeches they give in London all over the world. So they're purposely dumbing down your kids, teaching them 2 + 2 = 5, and having them literally write it out rather than using their mind. Literally. So my friend now freaked out. She's like, oh, my God, I can't believe this is what they're teaching my daughter. You have to write out how to get to 3 × 4. It's crazy. So that's what's really going on. So do you want your children in the educational system? I don't have children, but if I did, that would enrage me right now. I mean, Common Core is horrible. Research it, Google it, check it out. I posted videos on it. I mean, so things like that have to stop. That system has to stop. We all know 2 + 2 = 5. We know 4 + 4 = 9. 3 × 4 doesn't take 5 minutes to figure out. It's 12. It takes half a second. But the simple multiplication has even been taken out of our schools. The art has been taken out of our schools. The music has been taken out of our schools. They don't want children creative. They don't want children expanding their mind. Literally, they don't want that. Bill Gates almost raised $1 billion for Common Core, this new educational system to dumb your children down. Literally. That's a fact. Check this stuff out. I urge you to check. Don't believe what I'm saying. Check this stuff out for yourself. And that's the importance of the free campaign. So when we say free education, we're talking your choice of education for free that best helps your children. And we have a whole array of different educational systems to present to you, you know, to choose from. So those are the type of communities we're looking to build, which is why I'm in Costa Rica. I came out here 1.5 years ago. Costa Rica is totally, their energy, 100% renewable energy. Solar power and thermal, the whole country. Costa Rica has no army. There's no standing army here. I mean, the lifestyle is pura vida, means the life, and it is down here. And that's why we set up a little headquarters down here. And we just partnered last week in San Jose with one of the largest sustainable development communities for permaculture and free energy devices here. And it's Fundy Corporation. And they do millions of dollars a year in grants to build sustainable developments for the country of Costa Rica. I think the U.S. should do that. Why is the U.S. funding billions and millions of dollars to build self-sustainable communities? Which is why I started a project in Asheville a few years ago. I met with the mayor of Asheville. I met with the congressman's office, Heath Shuler. I met with City Hall. And my concept and plan, and we're still in the working of this, is to build a self-sustainable community for the homeless. Why are we dumping in tax dollars for HUD to put someone in a hotel for a year and pay for their hotel bill and a couple of, you know, shrink sessions? That's not getting anywhere, you know? You can put $10,000 into a development one time and sustain that person for the rest of his life to build the systems and aquaponics and hydroponics and teach them how to take care of themselves and teach people how to do that. A lot of people are homeless. They want to be homeless because they don't like the system and believe in the system. And I've talked to homeless, and I've been homeless myself as a teenager. I've been on the bottom, you know, and I've had 5 companies. In fact, my last one had over 30 employees, and I've made that big money too. So I've had both sides of the spectrum, you know. I've played on a soccer team for 5 years. I've been a football team. I've trained with the Florida Militia as part of the Constitution. I trained with the Free Militia of Florida for 2 years. I mean, I've had all these experiences to build up all this different knowledge to figure out we all need to come together because there's really no one different. Religion doesn't matter. Color, the system has corrupted the youth. The system is dumbing down the youth. The system has to be changed, and free is the way to change it. We have to free our children, free our minds. But the people have to demand it. Contact us. We can. I'll send you 50 videos right now by email. You can start posting up on your free campaign page. I mean, we have the knowledge, we have the support, we have the team ready, but we need the people to demand it. When the people want it, the money will come in, this will come in, the energy, the synergy will start. And that's what we're asking people to do. Educate yourself about what we're talking about today in the show. It's as simple as that. Learn about this stuff. I want you to. Please, I've learned about it. It's upsetting. I've cried. I've thrown up. I've like, you know, reading this stuff and really learning. It's very hard to get over a lot of this information that we've been lied to our whole lives and programmed for hundreds of years, you know. And it's a lot to admit. And it's a lot to get over. But we're here for you. There's support groups. I talk to people every day. You contacted me, I contact you right back. It's like we do everything we can to stay connected and help one another, and you know, and that's what we're doing. That's what it's about, unity and coming together and building this new system of free and bringing free, just like Occupy, around the world. Because everyone's ready. And to give you another example of how powerful the voice is, in over 400 years, the U.S. U.S. Army, the United States, has army bases, and I just found this out about a month or two ago, 150 countries around the world. We have military bases in 150 countries around the world, and I believe there's 192. So we're in almost 75% of the world we have military bases in. For what? I don't know. That doesn't make sense to me. Why are we in 150 countries? My radio show within 4 years, not 400 like the U.S., is in 162 countries. So within 4 years, my voice was able to reach 12 more countries than what it took the United States 400 years to go into countries to build their military industrial complex and the American military around the world, and that's what they're doing. So that's how powerful the voice is in the world, and that's the point of that story. 400 years in America, 150 military bases, 4 years, we're in 162. So everyone is
that
powerful.
Can people access your radio show through your website, Jonah?
Yes, absolutely. They can go to starseedradio.com. We're also on iTunes and things like that. So you go to iTunes and search Starseed Radio. There's many different outlets, and as well as you can go to starseedsociety.org. That's our nonprofit. And check this stuff out, the information. We're always doing new posts just like you, putting out information on vaccines and everything else to raise awareness. But at the end of the day, the people have to choose to want it and accept it and believe it and learn about it. And when that happens, the magic happens. And that's what we're here. We're here to show people that the magic is real.
Well, I tell you, you inspired me. I'll tell people about that in the next show. But you are just such a bolt of energy, if you will. And please also tell people, for example, so that they realize the concrete aspects of this. If they wanted to power their home, what would they do?
So if they go to projectfreedetroit.com, there's a couple videos up there that explain how to build these free energy devices, even in your own home, very simply. There's news articles on there that talk about some of these inventors around the world. We have literally hundreds of videos, and we don't want to put up all of them to confuse people. We have to start, like I said, very simply. Right now we have 4 videos. Now, over the next coming months, as this movement builds, this free movement builds, we will be releasing more videos, more websites, and more companies and areas and organizations and businesses to kickstart these new systems and communities to get into action. So we'll be releasing more information. But for now, just learn what the concepts are. Just learn like what it really means to have free energy and torsion fields and things like that and quantum physics and stuff that I've learned about. It's amazing, cool stuff. So educate yourself with what that is, because we will be bringing out all the right team members, if you will, to make this happen worldwide. We have all those people. We're talking to all those people. We're building an alliance of hundreds and hundreds and eventually thousands of people deep, literally. I mean, I myself have talked to hundreds of people myself all day long on the phones building this alliance, and that's all I really want to do is talk to people and connect people. I'm a world bridger, and I'm a connector and neural net, and that's it. Just want to connect communities, give them the good news. Free is here. We can do this. And when they believe it, and they research it, and they understand it, it will happen.
Well, with fluctuating gas prices, how can this be applied to cars?
Well, when you look at some of the cars that are coming out now, like the new Tesla car, it's totally battery-operated, totally no gas consumption. GM has a model coming out, and there's another company coming out with these cars. They're totally run on battery, free energy. That's another example of free energy. So we see the future of cars going to the free, because when you see GM and the company that came out with Tesla, Tesla's coming out with a cheaper version. Their version now is like $100,000. That's their luxury model. Well, they're coming out with a very cheap one soon. GM just announced theirs. I just watched the video a few days ago. So when you see companies like GM and other ones coming out, they know themselves the gig is up. Remember, it's the political people pulling the strings. It's the bankers pulling the strings and a couple people at the top. The people, even the people that work for Exxon and Shell, they know what they're doing. They know we're raping the planet and pillaging the fracking. Like, who even allowed fracking to happen? You know what fracking is. We drill down all the way to the Earth's crust, and then we pour poisonous chemicals which destroy the community's water supply and water table for dangerous chemicals to crack the Earth's crust. How stupid is that? That's like the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
That's another thing.
It doesn't even make sense to me to do. Fracking. You're going to pierce the Earth's crust. You don't think that's going to happen? Yeah, and the water. It destroys the water table. And I've visited communities in New Jersey, and I've talked to the people that have fumes coming out of their water faucet from the chemicals. You can light it on fire. I'm sure you've seen those videos. That's real. I've been to those communities. I've talked to those people. And, you know, things like that are just stupid. We're cracking the Earth's crust for natural gas. Come on. You're telling me we could power the whole planet with a free energy device that Tesla invented 100 years ago, and we're still drilling, and we're doing natural fracking? I mean, it's ridiculous. They're gonna frack and hit something one day in the Earth's crust. That's really going to mess stuff up. It's going to be, you know, hopefully not sooner than later, but, you know, think about the concept alone. We're going to crack the Earth's crust to release all the crazy magma. They don't know what's down there. So these systems are stupid. Literally, they got to stop.
Now, in terms of the water itself, do you have a plan to purify it? Because so many bodies of water, especially in the Gulf Coast, for example, are just completely contaminated. How can people, will purification of water be part of this?
Sure. It's very simple, and I don't know if people can hear me. When you hear that clicking and ringing, that is shungite. It's a stone that's 2 billion years old, and it has almost every element of the periodic table. And in 1996, there was a Nobel Peace Prize won to a group of scientists that discovered fullerene, named after Buckminster Fuller, in this stone. This stone purifies water. So when I add 16 ounces of water and I have about 6-7 pieces of this stone, shungite, at the bottom of my water, within 3 hours, this stone, from its energy, changes the molecular structure of water. So if there is radiation, if there is fluoride, like they fluoridate all the water supply in the country right now to dumb us down, if there's chlorine, anything, it doesn't matter. It changes the molecular structure of the water. So it's as simple as putting a shungite stone, and I saw this stone on starseedtechnologies.com. You can check it out. I have all the studies, the case studies. I mean, Russia's been purifying their water for years. Here in America, we privatize it. We hire companies to run the city's water, and then we fluoridate it for chemicals. In Russia, they use shungite. They literally run the water over the shungite stones, and that purifies the water. It's that simple.
And
that's the information we're trying to get out.
Jonah, I say a word in parting. My guest is Jonah Bolt, and I am thrilled to have you on my program. Say goodbye to the audience and leave them with a word.
Unbatu. Unbatu means, it's an ancient African word, I am because we are. Unbatu.